in fact, we are still outside, but we have just dispersed in terms of the in Pretoria outside the Russian embassy. And as you mentioned in your intro, that the main intention was for us as Amnesty International South Africa to show solidarity with the anti-war protesters that have been arrested in Russia for protesting against the war, the invasion of Ukraine. So since the beginning of the conflict around the end of February, we've seen at least about 15,000 who have been arrested for protesting against the war in Ukraine. And now what we are calling for is Amnesty International. We are calling for them to be released. And also we are calling for Russia not only to respect international law, but also to respect its own constitution, which protects the right to freedom of assembly and expression. And secondly, what we as Amnesty International are calling for is to call for the end of the invasion in Ukraine. As we speak today, we released a report which focuses on the on the violation of international humanitarian law and the war crimes that have been committed in Ukraine, also by the Russian forces. And we're calling for them to be held accountable.
So now, Sibusiso, have you been addressed there at the embassy by the ambassador or a press attaché or any other representative?
So far, what we've done, we've sent our messages to the embassy as we're protesting as a sign of solidarity, but no one addressed us as embassy.
Russia says it does not intend to use nuclear weapons during a special military operation in Ukraine. I'd like to put that to you and find out, as Amnesty, whether do you believe this statement?
Well, it's not, in most cases, it's not about us believing as to what Russia intends to do or what it doesn't intend to do, but it is for us to call for them. For instance, when you're talking about nuclear weapons, it's very clear in terms of, first of all, nuclear weapons, in most cases, they are indiscriminate. So what you'll find is that it will be in violation of international humanitarian law, and there will be no winners, as the Russians have also pointed out, if they were to use those particular weapons. So we stand against the use of any type of force or violence as Amnesty International. So that's what I'm saying. It's not a matter of us believing what the Russian Federation is saying, but it's more about us calling on them not to even think about taking that type of action.
A number of sanctions have been imposed on Russia, and some say they're against the wall. And there has been this international outcry condemning their actions in Ukraine. And as Amnesty, there you are protesting as well. Do you see this coming to an end anytime soon?
I guess all the power is with the Russian government. They can decide to end this invasion, because first of all, it is against international law. It is in violation of the United Nations Charter, and also Russia currently is not only violating international law; it's also violating its own constitution around the issue of freedom of assembly and expression, and also it's violating in Ukraine. It's violating international humanitarian law. So you have schools being attacked. You have hospitals that are being destroyed by Russian forces. You also have extrajudicial killings and indiscriminate attacks on civilians. All those count as war crimes and in violation of international humanitarian law. So it is the power it lies with the Russian government. Hence, we are also here outside the embassy calling on the Russian government, because they are the ones who have the power to end this invasion and the suffering and the human rights violations.
The demonstration is happening on the same day Amnesty International is hosting a press conference in Kyiv to present the findings of its latest briefing. Briefly take us through your findings.
So basically, the findings, they focus largely in areas in Kyiv. So mainly, what I've already mentioned in terms of the extrajudicial killings the war crimes that have been committed against civilians and the indiscriminate attacks that I've already mentioned as part of the war crimes and the violation of international humanitarian law. And now what is Amnesty, we are also calling for bodies like your International Criminal Court to also be there in terms of making sure that they make sure that they gather enough evidence that at a later stage when comes the time to prosecute those who are responsible for these particular human rights violations, this commitment of war crimes, therefore it means that they should have enough evidence.
The United Nations has received criticism from a number of quarters saying they should be at the forefront, making sure that peace prevails in that part of Europe. And therefore, we saw the West coming out full force. Some saying they, in actual fact, are adding fuel to fire. Do you think the United Nations is playing its role in so far as Eastern Europe is concerned right now?
Okay, when it comes to our position around those particular issues, particularly the United Nations, we've been clear as Amnesty International that there is a need for reform in making sure that the United Nations it must take it to its job, particularly the Security Council. Because if you're looking at the issues right now, you have a country that can, Russia is one of those countries that can veto any particular decision that is taken by the Security Council. So all those issues, they show a flawed system that cannot, because of these divisions that are there within the Security Council, it is difficult to protect human rights because of all those particular divisions in the Security Council. So yes, the UN needs to, particularly the Security Council, they need to make sure that they do better in terms of protecting human rights and in terms of making sure that every country is held accountable for their actions.